Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows a name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
All right, I got a hot opinion for you today to start off. And my opinion is that Jordan Spieth is back. Now, the question is, where is he back to? Where is he back to? He's not back to number one in the world. You know, that was a run that was historic when he was winning those majors and almost won four in a year. I don't think he's ever going to get back to there. I mean, I honestly don't. You know, he could. I mean, he could sneak up to number one again and visit it for a little while. But that's not going to be some place that he hangs on to. But he is, in my opinion, he is back in the conversation. I mean, Jordan Spieth is a special player. I mean, he just is. I mean, he has a knack for showing up at major championships. I mean, and he does that. I mean, even when he was not going good, and he's been not going good for, you know, the better part of 3 years. I mean, he would grind it out and, you know, make the cuts. I mean, you know, I'm not saying he was, you know, there to win, although, you know, you go back to 2019 PGA finished third. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, really, when you look at the you know, amount of game that he had going on in the last couple of years, the fact that he could even post anything like that is pretty incredible. Jordan Spieth will give you everything he's got every single time. I mean, there's just no two ways about him. He is a gamer. I mean, I talked about, you know, my friends. I mean, obviously, I have a lot of conversations with my buddy Tommy Armour III, and we both just marvel over Jordan Spieth and, like, what he is able to do and how much he's been able to do it, and just the fact that the guy just, I mean, he doesn't get, and I'm sure he does more than he shows. But most guys just get so down on themselves if they're going bad. They're hanging their head. I mean, Spieth is always, like, positive. I mean, I really admire the guy. I mean, I think he is back. I mean, if you look at his statistics, okay, and let's take a look at his statistics just over the last couple of weeks. Now, the last couple of weeks, you know, when you say you're back, I mean, what, you know, he's back to something. I mean, there's no two ways about that. He finished fourth and third 2 weeks in a row. I know people make a big deal about, you know, him, you know, not holding on to the lead on Sunday. You know, 3-shot lead at Phoenix, 2-shot lead at AT&T. But I was looking at one of the statistics for that. I mean, players with a 2-shot lead on Sunday on the PGA Tour going into Sunday, those players win at, like, something like 41%. I mean, we were spoiled looking at Tiger Woods and watching him winning. What did he do? Like, something like 44 out of 46 times he had the lead, he would go on to win the tournament. Well, that's just not normal. I mean, that's not what other players do. I mean, that's not what other players have ever done. Now, you know, Spieth, you know, he's nine of 18. Okay, closing out leads after 54 holes. Okay, well, I mean, players with a 2-shot lead win almost 42% of the time. Well, I mean, I don't know what Spieth's lead was all those 18 times. Maybe it was, you know, bigger than that. But I mean, he's just about right on, you know, he's about right on average. You know, maybe he's a little better than average. I mean, I don't think people realize that just because you're on the lead, that doesn't mean you're going to win. It depends how you play. But I talked about this yesterday. I mean, I know he didn't have the greatest Sunday, and he didn't. And he his problem stems from, you know, his ball striking. There's no two ways about that. And his, you know, driving ability, which is, you know, very lacking. There's you know, it's hard to sugarcoat that. And when you look at you know, what he did in this tournament, at Pebble Beach, okay, the last tournament. I mean, the Sunday was not good driving it. No, you know, I can't sugarcoat it. I mean, he hit six fairways, okay, and he drove it. You know, he didn't drive it any good at Phoenix either. That's his bugaboo. There's no doubt about it. When you're hitting, you know, 6 out of 14 fairways, 43%, that's not good. There's no, you know, it's hard to paint a positive picture on that. He was 110th in driving accuracy for the week. That's awful. And when you think of it, I mean, how many, like, number one, okay, let's just go through the, you know, the golf course at Pebble Beach. Number one's not a driver. Number three is a driver, but it's a pretty hard fairway to miss because it's a dogleg left, and you kind of cut over the fairway, so you cut over the corner, so you're hitting to a wide swath. You know, when you have a dogleg and you can hit sideways over the corner, you get a lot wider fairway. Number four is not a driver. Most days they hit driver on Saturday when they move the tees up, but he hit the fairway that day. You know, number eight is not a driver. Number 10 on Sunday, they moved the tee up. That wasn't a driver. You know, okay, you got 11, 12, you know, 13, the par four, that's a drive. 14, par five, 15, you know, a lot of players don't necessarily hit driver off there. So, I mean, it's just, there's at least four holes where you're not hitting a driver, and you should hit those fairways. I mean, you should hit 75% of those. Okay, so that gives you three fairways. If you hit six for the day, you really hit 3 out of 10. You're really batting about 30%. See, this is where these statistics are misleading. This is how I analyze it. You know, you can look at Sunday and say, okay, 6 out of 14. Well, you're only hitting only 10 holes you're hitting driver. And those other four, you should hit 75% of those. So really what you are, if you're 6 out of 10, is you're really, or 6 out of 14, you're really 3 out of 10. You're hitting 30% with your driver. That's not good. Jordan Spieth's never going to be super long. You know, he's just not. I mean, that's just the facts. And he's not going to be all of a sudden just a straight driver. I mean, he's got some issues with that driver. There's no two ways about that. But you know, he's hitting his irons a lot better. Statistically, he's improved a ton there. You know, that's a big plus in his favor. There's no doubt about that. And when you look at what he did with the you know, his greens in regulation, his strokes gained tee to green, it was good. I mean, and it's getting better. And it, like, here's some statistics for you. I got these from Justin Ray on Twitter. But you know, I instinctively knew this when I was watching. Entering Phoenix, he was hitting 59% of his greens in regulation. Last 2 weeks, he hit 76%. Big improvement. And a huge improvement. He was minus 0.6 strokes gained approach shot per round, which is not good. And the last 2 weeks, he's 1.7 strokes gained approach shot per round. So, I mean, he's definitely stepped it up, and he's statistically improving here as he goes. And I want to tell you why I think that's happening. When we come back, I'll do that. But if you want to improve your golf game, and your statistics, get my instructional videos, and all you have to do is go to HaneyUniversity.com to do that. So go there and check it out, HaneyUniversity.com. We've also got some great offers on there, great push cart, rangefinder, which, by the way, did you see where they said you can use the rangefinders at the PGA Championship? A lot of people are up in arms about that. The caddies don't like it. The professional caddies don't like it. I don't really know what it's going to do, but I know that you've got to have some kind of distance measuring device when you play golf personally, because you have to know how far you are, and you have to know how far the trouble is, and you have to know how far the layup yardages are, and you have to know, how far you hit every club. And unless you have the information, you're never going to know that. So if you play golf and you don't have a sky caddy or a laser rangefinder, you don't have one of those things, I mean, I can't even imagine it, to be honest with you. I mean, you're out there just kind of lost. I mean, every single pro on the PGA Tour, when they go play on a round of golf, they're out at their club or whatever, and they're riding around a cart or whatever, they will never, ever, 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 never, never, ever. That's a long time. Never, ever, ever, ever is a really long time. They would never, ever, ever play without knowing their distances. They would never play without a rangefinder. If you are attempting to play golf without a laser rangefinder or a distance measuring device, you are missing out, and you're making the game way, way more difficult than it needs to be or should be. And you can improve your game with that one simple thing. So anyway, that's, you can find a great one of those at HaneyUniversity.com. But you get the free lessons. All you got to do is sign up for my free video lessons right there, and they'll come to you on a daily basis. All right, we'll be right back. Now, I've always said that from an instructor standpoint, I never felt like, that I had much to do with victories. What I had to do with was helping players improve their game statistically. And then once you did that, that helps give the players tools with which they can go do something. I mean, that's what an instructor does. Jordan Spieth, we all know that he went to see Butch Harmon. Now, we don't, know for sure how many times he went to see Butch Harmon. And, of course, he doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings as his coach, Cameron McCormick. So he's going to, say, I just wanted to confirm what I'm working on and da, da, da. But Butch isn't, let me tell you something. He didn't show up there for, how many ever days, and Butch just say, yeah, you're working on the right thing. Just keep going. Do a great job. No way. He's out there watching him hit balls, and he's telling him stuff to do. And this is the facts, okay? A few weeks ago, Jordan Spieth was 198th strokes gained tee to green. Now he's worked his way down to 101st. He was 230th strokes gained approach shot to the green. Now he's worked his way down to 96th. And this is from having two good weeks, okay? Those are key statistical improvement. Now, his driving's still horrible. He's 229th off the tee. He's 207th now. He's got an issue driving the ball. There's no way about that. You can't deny that. But he has improved his statistics. And I credit that to trying to do something different or trusting what you're doing, whatever. I mean, however they want to couch it. But I'm sorry. I got to give Butch Harmon some credit on this one, because that's just the way it is. I mean, now if you go to somebody for instruction and they try to sell you a bill of goods and they say, hey, just work on this and you'll be better in 6 months or I never thought that made any sense. I mean, every time I've ever worked with somebody, I felt like that player showed marked improvement during the lesson. And if that player did not show marked improvement during the lesson, then something was wrong. I mean, something, it's just not right. when you take a lesson, it's not like you should have to work on it for 2 months or 3 months or 4 months before you start seeing results. The results should come immediately. And whenever I help somebody, I would always look at the statistics, say, okay, how many fairways were they hitting? You know, what was their strokes gain statistics before I helped them? What are their strokes gain statistics now? The next week, not in 2 months. So, you know, not too much. And Spieth is definitely improving. There is no two ways about that. You don't just get lucky and have a third and fourth place finish because he's doing it. And you know what? He's not like lightning. I putted good at Phoenix. He made some bombs there, but it's not like he's finishing number one in putting. I mean, he's not. I mean, he's putted okay, but I mean, he finished 42nd in putting at AT&T. I mean, that's not great. That's not very good at all, actually. You know, those statistics are for three rounds, not four, but he finished 42nd. And yet, you know, you finish third place with 42nd in putting. You got to be hitting the ball. You're definitely hitting the ball better. So I'm positive on Jordan Spieth. I think he's back to where he's going to be in the conversation. I'm not saying he's going to win a major championship this year, but I would be shocked if, based on what I've seen and knowing what a competitor this guy is, I would be shocked if his name doesn't pop up on the leaderboard. I mean, maybe it's the first round, maybe it's the second round. I'm not saying he's going to win. I mean, you know, maybe he's got a chance after the third round, but in one or more of the majors this year, his name is going to pop up on the leaderboard, and he's going to be, you know, in the game, which you have to get in the game first. Like, he even said that after Sunday. You know, I mean, I'm at least getting there, and I'm sure he was disappointed he didn't win, but it's not like he just, you know, and I know he didn't drive it good. I get it, but he shot 70. You know, it was an easy course Sunday for sure. You know, and if you look at all the leaders, that was not, you know, one of the best scores. You know, I get it. You know, I don't know what par was, but it was, you know, they were shooting under pretty good. But it's not like he shot 75. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he went out there and he shot 70. Probably was par that day, honestly, at Pebble Beach. But still, I mean, he didn't make a bunch of putts. He's got himself where at least he's in the, you know, and he's got to be feeling good about it. He's in the hunt a little bit, and I'm sure he's feeling good about it. You know, and we'll see where he goes from here. But I don't think he's back like he's going to be number one. He's not going to be that. The game has changed too much. The game has changed too much. It's such a long hitter's game. I mean, it's like I've seen this through my career where the game of golf passed players by in the, you know, prime of their career. I mean, it's just, I've watched it happen. I watched it happen with, you know, I mean, I watched it happen with players like Corey Pavin or, you know, Justin Leonard. Or, I mean, it's just like the game of golf changed right in their career and it just passed them by. And I'm not saying Jordan Spieth is that, you know, that person, because he's not short. You know, like those two guys that I mentioned, but I mean, it's a different ball game at the top. I mean, let's face it. I mean, Dustin Johnson, Rahm, Justin Thomas, you know, Shoffley bombs it. A lot of people don't realize that. Rory, you know, Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, Cantlay sends it out there. Kepka. I mean, it's a different game. And I you know, Spieth could put something together. Who knows? Maybe, you know, work his way up there, but he's definitely on the upcoming for sure. He's climbing up the hill, and it's fun to see because he's one of the guys that, you know, does move the needle. There's no two ways about that. I mean, you know, people like to watch him. I like to watch him, and he's hard. He's hard not to cheer for. I don't know how you could not cheer for Jordan Spieth. So, I'm gonna give you some. The other side of the coin a little bit here about the Pebble Beach performance I'll do that when we come back. But let me tell you about my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. You heard me talk about this if you listen to the podcast, but yet I'm sure there's somebody out there listening that hasn't tried it. Go on the website. Just do me a favor. Just go on the website. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. Well, first off, you can go on there and get a free sample, which is the best thing to do because you can just try it for yourself. But if you don't do that, at least look at the testimonials on there and see what people have to say. And then after you see what people have to say, then go and get your free 2-week supply and try it out. Because if you've got any kind of minor aches and pains, arthritis, joint pain, muscle soreness, whatever it is, I'm telling you, it'll help you. So go to voodoopainrelief.com. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, here's the little red flag on Jordan Spieth's performance. Yeah, at Pebble Beach, the other side of the coin here. He lost by 3 shots. Okay, finished third. He holed out 2 full shots. I'm not talking about a chip in, which he does. He can do some chipping in, but I'm talking about holing out 2 full shots. He holds out the shot on 16 on Saturday, you know, for the eagle, and you know that obviously that was like, you know, a huge moment. And then the first round, he holds out on number 10 for the eagle. He holds out 2 full shots. Now, to win a tournament, everybody has different formulas. I mean, Dustin Johnson's formula, number one player in the world, you know, he can overpower the golf course, take care of the par fives. If the course has 4 par fives, you know, it's going to be pretty much a given that he's going to roll over those holes, get enough good drives down there to leave himself some wedges, get some good wedges in there, you know, stuff 1 or 2 of those a day, or, you know, at least in a makeable range. Okay, there's another couple birdies. It's just it's hard to visualize how, you know, like Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, Rory, I mean, all these guys, DeChambeau, how they can shoot bad when they're hitting it like as far as they can. But other players' formulas are different. And when you look at like a player, you know, like Jordan Spieth to win a tournament, his formula is a lot different. He's got to avoid 3 putts. He's got to avoid penalty shots. He's got to, you know, chip the ball good, no 2 chips. Got to do those things. My 3 keys to golf. He's got to do those. He's got to be fortunate. He's, you know, he's got to, something good's got to happen to him. I would venture to say that of the 11 tournaments he's won, he's probably holed out from off the green at least once in every one of those tournaments. I'll promise you this, that if he's got 11 tour victories, which he has held out more than 11 times during those victories. That's a for sure. Okay, he's held out more than 11 times. All right, so something good has to happen. I always thought this was the same way when I, you know, Mark O'Meara has a similar game, and it wasn't overpowering. Of course, he won Pebble Beach AT&T 5 times and made it to the Hall of Fame. But Mark's formula was no 3 putts, no 2 chips, no penalty shots, you know, maybe hole a putt outside of 20 feet every day, at least one, and then a chip in somewhere along the way. So eliminate and then, you know, get fortunate too, so that you're up against the right guys. I mean, and you don't have, you know, like Tiger Woods going off, or, you know, Greg Norman going off, and you know, where they're just shooting a number that no way you can catch it. That's kind of how Jordan Spieth is the same way. But Jordan Spieth held 2 full shots and still couldn't come better than within 3 shots of winning. Okay, that's a little that's a negative. There's no 2 ways about it. But when he held those 2 full shots, It reminded me of Mark O'Meara winning the Lawrence Battley Invitational. I mean, this is way back when, you know, this is like, I don't know when this is, 85, 86, something. And Mark held 2 full shots in the last nine holes. Speed did it, you know, in two different rounds. Mark did it in the last nine holes, or in the last, no, not the last nine holes, the last day, Sunday, the last day of the tournament, held two full shots and beat this poor guy, Carl Mason, I think his name was. The guy never won on the European Tour. Mark held two full shots to win on the last 18 holes. Yeah, I think he only won by like one or two, something like that. But so that just shows you, I mean, his margin for victory is much tighter. And, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't get it done. Doesn't mean that you can't win. Doesn't mean you can't make it a Hall of Fame. Speed's going to be Hall of Fame. Mark's Hall of Fame. But it's just, it's not a formula that if that's the way you win, it's not a formula that you're going to, you know, repeat and repeat and repeat. Tiger had the formula to repeat and repeat and repeat victories. Dustin Johnson has it, you know, I mean, but, Spieth's formula is different, but when he looks back and you look back and think, geez, I hold two full shots and still couldn't win. You know, I guess that's the negative. But the good positive is that you know what? He's back in the game, back in the hunt, back having a chance. And if he keeps giving himself a chance, you know, he'll come through because he's got that magic. I mean, he'll hold that shot. He'll chip in. He'll hold a sand shot. He'll hold a bomb of a putt. I mean, it's just that's just the kind of player he is. And it's fun to see him back with a chance. I think he's back. He's not, you know, he's not back number one. I'm not saying that, but he's back. At least he's back in the game. That's the first step, back in the game. There you go. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney podcast. Email your questions to hankhaneygolf@outlook.com. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And hope everybody stays safe and healthy. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.